Union approved an agreement with Britain for his exit from the bloc. Spain demanded changes to an agreement on a new EU-Britain relationship to clarify the future of Gibraltar. Gibraltar's chief minister, Fabian Pichardo, said his country has no interest in being under Spain's control.
We are not interested in any dilution of our sovereignty. We are not interested in allowing for even the remotest concession to Spanish sovereignty, jurisdiction, or control.
Gibraltar was ceded to Britain in 1713, but still is claimed by Spain. French police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse violent demonstrators in Paris who are upset about President Emmanuel Macron's new fuel taxes. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports it was the second of the so-called Yellow Vest demonstrations.
This time, they converged on the French capital's iconic Champs-Élysées. Some clashed with police. About 3,000 officers were sent to prevent the demonstrators from reaching the president's Élysée Palace nearby. The protesters are opposed to taxes Macron introduced last year on diesel and gasoline, which are designed to encourage people to shift to more environmentally friendly transport. Alongside the tax, the government has also offered incentives to buy green or electric vehicles. The unrest is a dilemma for Macron, who casts himself as a champion against climate change, but has been derided as out of touch with common folk and is fighting a slump in popularity.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Syrian state media and Syrian watchdogs say that about 100 people in Aleppo have been hospitalized complaining of breathing difficulties. The city of Aleppo was held by the government of Bashar al-Assad. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say that 94 people were treated, 31 remain hospitalized. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is downplaying the significance of a report that included dire predictions about the impact of climate change. President Trump, as some of his cabinet members, questioned climate change and say the causes of global warming are not yet settled. The Trump administration has presented the government facilities where immigrant youth are being detained as caring, safe places for children. But records obtained by the Associated Press are highlighting a problem plaguing those facilities. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
About 14,000 immigrant children are currently detained in more than 100 facilities around the nation. The Trump administration has presented those facilities as caring, safe places for children. But records obtained by the Associated Press indicate they may be overtaxed, with children acting out, at times hitting each other or trying to escape, while staff members struggle to deal with escalating problems. Doctors warn that detaining children for long periods of time can be traumatic, particularly for those who have undertaken long, dangerous journeys fleeing violence and poverty. Operators of facilities along the border maintain they are reporting problems and are committed to correcting them, even as the number of children in such facilities multiplies. I'm Ben Thomas.
An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.3 shook western Iran Sunday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. USGS said the quake was about a depth of 65 kilometers and struck 114 kilometers northwest of the city of Elim, close to Iran's border with Iraq. Australia is proposing new laws to make it easier to remove citizenship from convicted terrorists. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says people who commit terrorist crimes on Australian soil will no longer be welcome there.
People who commit acts of terrorism have rejected absolutely everything that this country stands for. They've rejected the beliefs of this country, the values of this country. They have disrespected every other citizen who shares that privilege of citizenship with them.
Ministers also want to ban people involved in terrorism overseas from returning to Australia for 2 years. It would be similar to legislation in the United Kingdom. Spain is drafting ambitious plans to switch its energy matrix to renewable sources and ban fossil fuel vehicles by the year 2040. And after traveling hundreds of millions of miles across space, the U.S. Space Agency's latest Mars probe will arrive Monday on Mars. Scientists have carefully chosen where they want the probe to land, selecting a large volcanic plain. They say the site has few rocks and less chance of wind gusts that could potentially knock over the lander. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, all the hits and more on VOA.